2 years. So they came in and they were concerned about this because they said, well, hold it, you have all these cities paying in. Are you going to make them drop their tax rate? And we said, we'll be happy to make the legislation so that that's the case as well. Had that not been the case, had that bit of legislation or that wording not been put in, this bill would have failed. It passed by one vote on the last night of the session. So, cities will need to, me and Ashley and Sydney have been talking, you're going to have to be in close communication with the cities. Cities are going to have to recognize this is happening so that they can drop their tax rate. But as we go into the budget cycle for next year, the question really becomes, what do you want to do? We know that there are existing needs up at the animal shelter, right? We have a feasibility study that's currently in play, and that will be done around September. So we're going to be in the thick of budget at that point. So in the first year, do you want to just go flat, meaning new growth plus whatever the contribution was this year plus whatever the percentage of new growth was, transfer that, have the cities drop it, and it be in net zero? If that's the case, then you're probably, and I say probably because I've only briefly talked with the tax commission about this, probably not doing truth in taxation, because the net effect is
zero.
Zero. And the point of truth in taxation is to say, we're raising taxes, and that's why we're out to the public, mm-hmm. right? So, do you want to just have a flat line zero? Do you want to wait for the feasibility study, then take the feasibility study and do a geo bond? If you do a geo bond, a general obligation bond, what that would entail is you would then put it to a vote of people as to whether what to do with animal control. You know, the geo bond would be for a capital improvement,
right.
The shelter. We know the shelter was built in 1986. It's had a good life, but it was designed as a, if I mess up these terms, as a kill shelter. We're now a no-kill operation, which doesn't mean that all the animals make it out, but there are certain standards to be a no-kill shelter. Animal care and control has evolved since 1986. And that old facility from 86 is struggling to meet the needs and the size of our county. You think about the population from 86 to 2020, it's a very different looking county right now. We are very urbanized, right? Maybe the most urbanized county in the state because we're so small geographically. So, do you go to a geo bond? You could do that. You could also go through truth in taxation. Truth in taxation would lock in the rate, though, after the bond is gone. So, say you need, let's say $1 million. I'm just throwing numbers out. But you need $1 million in debt service to fund this, it won't be that. Anyway, I won't get into it. But say you need $1 million. Well, if you were to go out to a geo bond, then the people get to vote on that. Then you do a public outreach, meaning you're not trying to influence, but you are trying to educate. You do open houses, you allow people to come in, look at the shelter, walk through it and say, wow, we have a freezer that goes out that is holding animal bodies and the stench is really horrible. You see that we have cats on top of cats. We don't have, right. So you can do that, put it to a vote of the people, they vote. Where it is a municipal election, it would have to be in November and you would end up paying half of the cost of that election, where normally the cities would pay for that. Anytime we come in or a district comes in, they have to pay for half of the election cost, right? So there is additional cost. But if you don't do that, then you're 2 years out. If you say, we're just going to go through truth in taxation, still do the education campaign, and then vote on it as a commission. Then when the bond expires in 20, probably a 20-year bond is what you'd be looking at right now, maybe a 30-year, but I don't think most rating agencies would. 30 is a little long on a project like that. Anyway, say 20 years, once that goes away, then the tax rate still stays up. So that's the advantage of the GEO. GEO, it's tied specifically to...
All right. We're still going to have to go out and do the taxation to get their staffing levels where they need to be when the new building comes online, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got to... That's what the commission has to make decisions on. And as we head into... I'm going to wrap up and then I need to go take this call. As we head into the budget process, the commission's going to have to make some decisions about that.
Yeah.
And what your what course you want Ashley and Sydney and her staff to pursue. You have the legislation. Obviously, that's going to take you in, coordinate with cities. But is it flat, or are you moving it? Are you going to say we need X amount for staffing? What fund balance level do you want to have? Do you want to have a reserve? Do you want to have, you know, so when bad things happen in the future? Well, if you're going to do that, then you're probably going to have to have some sort of a tax increase. But do you do it in a two-tiered approach? Do you do truth and taxation this year for staffing to start building up fund balance to have a reserve for this fund?
Right.
So. Those are the questions that the commission needs to answer. I apologize. I have to take this call. This is one that I probably should have picked up immediately, but I will step back in as quick as I possibly can.
So the study will be done in September?
September.
Okay. And in that study, they'll let us know kind of what the issues we have with the current facility, whether it can be built in the current facility, mm-hmm. not the current facility, whether we should go out and look for a different location. Relocate it.
Yeah, and they're also reviewing our operations, so staffing levels, like you mentioned, as well, which I think we all know are low.
Right.
So I'm not sure what that will look like, but I mean, we have a meeting today with Chris and his team to talk budgetary and what we're looking at, so we kind of just need to know what direction we're headed.
Okay. I guess Commissioner Stevenson not able to attend this meeting. I mean, this is his area.
The doctor says he'll be in a little bit late.
Oh, yeah.
The mic.
Okay. Ashley.
Yes.
It does sound like the timing is a little tricky.
Yes, definitely so.
Because, of course, we would like to have kind of all the information and then be able to make the decisions for the right timing.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. So it seems like you are getting to better staffing levels, but you're still not there. So
we are almost fully staffed in all of our areas with our current positions, but we are definitely chronically understaffed, especially in the shelter. You know, a lot of our staff are constantly having overtime, and we don't have the necessary coverage that we need just with our positions right now. And so we did have plans to go to Chris and his team and ask for more positions, but of course that requires more money. And so depending on what kind of option we go with, are we staying, you know, net zero where we need to stick within our general budget plus a little bit of growth, or do we have the ability to ask for more positions because we'll have that funding supporting that.
Okay.
So we're just kind of looking for a general direction at this point. I know it's tricky with the timelines that we have right now.
Okay, so that helps me understand your, what were you gonna say, Chris?
So I'm showing our meeting tomorrow.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah. We meet with the commission office with Brandon this afternoon, but the question I have, it precedes tomorrow's meeting, I know, but the question is that asked for positions right now that we need to do in the interim, or are you going to be asking
for next year?
So we would be discussing mm-hmm. the
budget.
I mean, so we're,
for 2023.
We are meeting with departments here in June.
Yeah.
We've been out meeting with department heads trying to get ready for personnel requests coming up. That's the meeting that, Ashley said.
Got it. Okay.
Would we know, okay, so what do we need to know is like the numbers, how much staff, how much the geo bond would be, or rather the geo bond, or just going out per bond, and how much that would be, how much of a tax increase that would be? Is it a $5, a $10, is it a $20 per household? Is there a way we can find that out of, okay, this is the amount of money and this is how much it'll be a hit to a household, you know?
Yeah, I can run those scenarios, but those are all predicated upon what you want to do. Okay. So if you give me or Ashley a list of scenarios that you want to see, then I can run the numbers on those.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see. So if they were to be staffed, the trucks need, blah, 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 the building, how much that's going to cost, we can say, okay, we can go out to the geo bond, or we can just do it one time, bam, and get a new job.
So, question that's outside of my realm, I admit, this transition of animal care that the state legislature approved for counties, does it involve a tax rate transfer from cities to the county?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the opposite of what happened with
paramedics.
The paramedic program went the other way.
Yeah. Yep.
But it may not fully cover potentially what's needed facility.
It will cover whatever is in this year's budget.
Yeah.
Or I should say whatever's in next year's budget.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, if you go back to cities and say, well, you know, we collected, what, $1 million from the cities last year, and we're asking for 1.5 from your tax rate, they're going to balk.
Yeah.
Right. But if you say we want the new growth that would have come with that.
Right.
Seems reasonable.
So, I know part of the... what we did with this year's budget was to increase wages in a scale across the board because of inflation, cost of living, and it seems like that has helped some to get to the staffing that you have now.
Yes.
And but you're just saying that, well, hope. You just need more positions, and hopefully we're competitive in the market that we can actually get those.
Yeah. So, like I would say, our animal control positions, we've been very successful in staffing those and keeping those individuals. Shelter technicians are probably our biggest struggle. That's still our lowest paid position. And I don't know so much if it's pay rather than we're hiring entry level people. And this is a hard job. And they think they're coming in to cuddle puppies and kittens. And
no,
it's not so.
No.
We wish it was, but it's not.
Response and everything else.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of work to take care of.
A sense for me, though, it sounds like a lot of the knowledge we're going to gain or glean is going to be from when we get that study done in September.
Yeah, in September.
So that's where it'll help us to where, if we can have a work session right when that study comes out, so that we can, you know, here's what the information we've been given. And then we can say, okay, now we know the road, the path we need to go on, because we find out that you still need 20 more employees, and we, you know, the building needs to be exercised and everything else like that, and then we're like, okay, now we know what, you know, how big of a bite we need to take. So it seems, I mean, Curtis, I'm kind of shooting from the hip here right now. I can't make a decision where I'm like, I don't really fully know everything.
Yeah.
That's why we wanted to get into a work session, lay out sort of the option and the path ahead. Knowing, right, today you're not going to make a decision.
Right.
Today this is just information.
Okay.
And have you guys think about it so that as we move into the next couple of months,
right,
you're going to have to start making those decisions.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we've got the two pathways. One, we can do the geo bond and a little bit of a tax increase for the staffing. Or two, we just go out and do the tax rate, sell it to the citizens, and just go for it. I think it would pass as a geo bond. I don't, you know, I think it would if we were to, right?
So on or before September 1st, I'm going to need to, well, you're going to have to make a decision. And the process, if you are going to do any sort of tax increase outside of the geo bond, needs to be in play, because we need to do a parcel specific mailer.
Okay.
Saying this is what's happening,
You're talking about for this November?
This, yeah. Because it's this budget year for next budget year. Yes. So if you're going to take the budget increase next year,
yeah.
we're talking today about actions that will impact November 2023. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're 15, 16, 17 months out that we're talking. But in order to do that, by September 1st, we have to let the treasurer know so that we can get it in the property tax bill saying, here's the parcel-specific mailer. You have to set a not-to-exceed amount. So if you say, we're going to take a tax increase not-to-exceed, I'll just throw out $1 million again. Okay, you say, we're not going to... That doesn't mean that you have to do that. It's just a not-to-exceed. That's the maximum that it could be. Then you engage the public in the public process, and you can come back at the end and say, well, after taking feedback and reworking plans, we're only going to take a tax increase of $250,000. But if you're going to do that, you got to start this fall. If you're just going to go flat line, then I don't think you have to go through truth and taxation. Once again, I'm waiting to hear from our the tax commission.
Okay. And do we have numbers, Curtis, of any funding that we have now without having to do a geo bond that can go toward the recommendations? Or is there really not anything?
At this point, I would say there's not anything based upon what the agreement with the cities was.
Okay.
The original discussions were that the cities were going to chip in and do capital for the next 10 to 20 years. That all went away with this legislation. The full burden is now on the county.
Okay.
Which, you know, getting back to kind of the oddity of this and why it took legislation is because this is a municipal type service.
Okay.
This is like fire, this is like police. Some would even say dispatch. but that's what makes this so unique. This is a municipal type service. This is what cities are set up and are supposed to do. We're different because we're so urbanized. And
yeah,
so
small and geography.
The argument can be made that it makes sense for the county to do this. For years, and that's why we've been contracting with them. That's why, sheesh, probably 6 years ago, we had this whole hubbub about, hold it, the county's paying for 70% of this service and using less than 1% of it. Because the area we're over is unincorporated, and unincorporated is where the critters are supposed to be, right? We're the ones infringing on them at that point. So less than 1% of the service was being utilized by the county in its operation, but 70% of the funding was coming from the county. That's people can view that differently. I think that's an interesting model.
Yeah.
And that's why it's now back to 50-50, but even at that you're saying, well, 0.89% of usage and the county's paying 50% of it, which is fine, right? That's and now we're at this point where we're just going to take it over, which means cities will just say, call the county commissioners if you have an issue with animal control, or call Ashley. Or,
no, they already know.
Right. So it will shift over. So,
well, my kind of underlying thought is, of course, we always try to be as efficient and provide the kind of service that should be provided. So, those are two things, right? The kind of service that is needed and should be provided in the most efficient way, and I actually believe in a county, a of our size, smallest size, of all of the counties in the state, that I can't even imagine all of the cities trying to do this. I mean, how would that even work? So it seems like it's going to take some tremendous education of all of the cities with their new leadership, including councils, to be able to walk, like, stay ahead of educating properly. It also seems to me that people care about proper animal care in Kerr County. It's something that we've heard for years, all the time I've been a commissioner, that if people understand, they generally support correct care of animals in local government communities, right? And some, not I, but I've had kids live in places in the world where it's horrible. And, you know, so the alternative is really easy to say we don't want that. So anyway, yeah, the information is in the numbers is kind of critical, but the heads up is super helpful to understand the timing of it. Yeah. I know we've already had education of city councils and mayors, and you actually particularly have gone out, you know, on your own to help them understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's going to take that and more. My city, I was not in an elected role, but I watched my city years ago. I don't know if Neil, you watched it years ago. I mean, our police facility was behind the times in a horrible, dangerous way. And so there were so many open houses to go and see. And I think it made a difference to get ahead of it and to explain. There were still some who still fought any sort of improvement and called it the Taj Mahal of all police stations, but that has died down. That seems to be a word that kind of keeps coming around. But anyway, I have seen this process from the outside, from a citizen's perspective, I experienced it, and I did tour. And, you know, it takes a lot of work, but our county has done that before, I hear, in 2017, quite well, and people understood it right. So it's an opportunity to educate, an opportunity for the public to understand, an opportunity for the public to care about that service that is provided. So, but it'll take a lot of work.
Yeah, and the timing is worrisome, because if we need to have that information curious by September 1 and we're not going to get our feasibility kind of results until some point in September, that's so tight.
Yeah. So I wonder, I mean, right now it's mid-June. I just wonder if that company that's doing it for us can understand, you know, even if there's a little more that you're going to wrap up after that, even if you don't have the beautiful deliverable, can we have some basic information that maybe you know? By September 1st, I think if they understood our timing and our need, perhaps there's some really important stuff that we can know by that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's something I would try for.
Okay.
All right. Like one of the biggest things truly is where.
Yeah.
Where.
Yeah.
Where.
And staff.
Where is gonna end staff.
Yep.
Those two things, if we could know that, that could help us a lot.
Some pressure on them and see what we can get.
Okay. Thanks for the kind of the brief, well not brief, but just good discussion. Good discussion of how we move forward, which we wanted to do this, and we've been planning on doing this, and this is what we've
for years
we've been trying to move this model forward. So it's good that we're getting there and trying to get animal care where it needs to be for the future. So.
And I haven't heard much pushback about like the paramedic shift that took so much time and collaboration, but there is one person who has tried to say otherwise in the community, and I just want to make sure that we have all of those numbers really solid to explain to the taxpayers the effort for neutrality and what needs to be stepped up to be what it needs to be for this county. You know, that's going to be a big deal. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and you're going to be sticking around. You'll be at commission meeting?
I will be at commission.
Okay. Because we usually have public comment at commission meeting. So.
Yeah, I think our citizen has just been learning about the elections and wanting to understand more. And we've had others come to commission meeting and other meetings because all of a sudden they realize, oh, there's this whole level of government I'd like to know more about. So yay. It wasn't specific to this topic, it was just in general, when do you meet? Come on. Yeah, so thank you so much for being here.
Okay, it is 9 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned.